You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Christ's radical love compels us to minister to others. Discover the truth of our call to discipleship in week 3 of our series, Radical.
And I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4. And in reverence to the reading of God's word, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. Chapter 4, verse 11. If you didn't bring your Bible, you can read along with us. But my encouragement is, if you've been coming here for a while, you've heard me say it, bring your own Bible. Okay? Kung wala kayong dala, as I said, you can read behind me. Verse 11. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by the every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness in the deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped. When each part is working properly, say working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Join me in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We pray, Lord, that you open up our hearts and our minds to see what our role is. As a member of this church, as a member of this spiritual family, I pray, Lord, that you will use us to advance your kingdom wherever you've placed us. I pray, Lord, that you will open up our hearts. If there's any hindrances, Lord, in us, that we will be able to step out in faith because of your grace. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint the preaching of your word this morning. Lord, be glorified in me. Use me. I am your servant today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and have your seat. As we're talking about spiritual family and us coming together, is it okay if I just share a little bit more about what my family is like and the values that we live up to? Kung hindi man yes ang sagot nyo, you don't have a choice. I have the microphone. Okay? I have, as you know, I have 5 kids, okay, 1 daughter and 4 sons. And there's certain things that my wife and I have decided that we're going to try to force feed our children in a way. Na ito yung values ng itong pamilya. Kung conception ka, if you're part of our family, then this is how you're going to live. And there's certain things that we've been teaching them all the 12 years that we've had children. Okay? Ito yung mga tinuturo namin sa kanila. And one of the things that we teach them all the time is the love for God. And it's amazing. At a young child, as young even toddlers, we're praying for them. We're telling them love God, and as they see their parents love God and serve Him, we're hoping that whatever God has planned out for them, that will continue to be part of their lives. And it was so encouraging for me when one of the times when my third child, would just come up, and you can hear it in his prayers. I think he was about 5 or 6 years old at the time. But yung prayers niya, sabi niya, Lord, I love you. You are the greatest, awesomest God, and I hate the devil. Okay, ganun lang. As easy as that, you may think na parang napaka-simple naman ng iniisip nito, but that's how he felt. And from the mouth of a child, it's what's coming out. And you can see the purity in it. That now even his sister is praying the same thing. Sometimes she'll just turn over to me and say, Dad, I love Jesus so much. He's always with me. And I hate the devil. Okay, that's good enough. And hate teenagers when you become a teenage boy. Okay? When you're a teenager, hate teenage boys. Yun ang tinuturo ko sa kanya ngayon. Okay? So that's one. Another thing that we're teaching them is really being generous. Being generous and be kind. I thought of these things a time when I was having coffee with Roy, one of my friends here, and I was just thinking, ano ba yung tinuturo ko sa mga anak ko? And this is when I thought about it, and totoo nga na ito yung mga binibigay namin sa aking mga anak. Generosity. And yesterday, my daughter was just so excited that there's a neighbor who's a 2-year-old girl. Na sabi niya, Dad, I gave the baby my toys. okay, what did you give? What did you give? I got a stuffed toy and something else. And she was just so excited that somehow she was a blessing to this child and being generous. And that's something na hindi ko naman sinabi sa kanya, you better give something. Back then, I had to teach them. But now, it's an outflow of their lives. Okay? This is meant to encourage you. Okay? The other thing is gratefulness. You have to be grateful. And so every night, as a ritual, whoever's there as a family, we would come together and we'll go about what are the highlights of our day. And they'll talk about ano yung they had fun with the meal, they had fun with their classmates, they had fun with it. I want them to end their day thinking of the good things. Because the problems will always be there. The challenges will be there, the bullies will be there, the mean father will be there. Okay? Hopefully hindi yung mga anak ko. Okay. But it's there. So I want them to end that day. And so after talking about the highlights, they start praying and they're thankful. Lord, thank you. Ganun agad yung umpisa ng prayer nila. Lord, thank you for this, thank you for that. And that's something I want to build up in my children's lives. And the last thing right now, whether we're going to add to this or subtract or focus on other things, hindi ko pa alam. But right now, these are the things that we're focusing on. And the last thing is probably, I don't know if you can relate to this, is greeting our friends or relatives. Did you ever go through that suffering time when you were a child? Okay? Na kailangan i-greet mo lahat ng mga titas and titos. Bakit siya tita? Hindi naman natin siya kamag-anak. Okay? Hindi. Basta. Kiss. Okay? So you have to go around the room. Ako lang talaga yung nag-suffer. I'm just sharing my... Okay. But that's something that we're teaching them. And the reason why we're teaching that is because we want to instill respect in our children. Respect for their elders. Respect for our friends. Gusto ko na pag nakita nila, ay, bumabati yung bata na yon. Conception yan. Okay, this is something I want for them and I want them to have the idea that they're people that deserve respect. And to show that respect to those who are elders. Okay? To us. Okay? Except kung bata ka dito. And that's something that we're trying to do and whether we're gonna add to this nga, sabi ko, hindi ko alam. But for the conceptions, this is how we roll. Okay? This is how we're going to be. Okay? And so our children, alam na naiintindihan nila yan. Now, for my family, that's true. I'm not saying this is better than any other family. I'm not saying that this is something that you have to apply in your life. That's really up to you. Maybe you will have another set of different values that you're going to be teaching. But for us, that's the way it's going to be. Now, it's the same thing for our spiritual family. If you consider Victory as your spiritual family, there are certain values that we value. And because we value these things, ito yung pinaghahawakan natin. These are the things that we'll teach the members of the church. This is something, the things that we'll focus so that we can all participate in it. And it's amazing when we focus on these things, na other people from other churches will see a difference in us. Nakikita nila, ah, di ka Victory ka. Sometimes I'll encounter someone and in the course of conversation, because of their language, because of the way they are, the way they... Pastor na nga ako, na-invite pa ako sa Victory Group. Hindi nila alam na pastor ako. But you can see it. It's in them. There's something that's in them. There's a value that's in their hearts. Tinatawag natin the Victory DNA that's in them. That from 30 years ago up to now, it's evident in the members. It's evident with the church. And that's something that we need to learn. And that's something that we need to understand and try to live out in our lives. And titingnan natin, ito yung mga values natin. Okay? You always hear us talk about honor God and make disciples. That's true. We want you to honor God and make disciples wherever God places you in your life. Yun yung gusto nating mangyari. And the first week of this series, of this radical series, we talked about lordship. Okay, that's nakikita natin yon about Jesus period. That lordship is about Jesus, and that's it. That's the basis of our whole ministry. It's about Jesus, not about the pastors, not about anyone who's here. It's all about Jesus. And so we talked about lordship. Last week we talked about evangelize. That we are willing to leave the 99 to find that one lost person. To find that one lost sheep. We'll go anywhere and we'll do whatever we can to be able to bring all people into the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Now, whether they respond to it or not, that's really up to them. But we're going to be faithful in this call that we're going to go and reach out to them. And we're going to reach them and somehow share what God has done in our life, and somehow it will penetrate their hearts that they will want to come and experience the same things about God. Okay? Today, we're going to be talking about discipleship. Okay? Yun nga, this is so key in our relationship, in our relationships and in our church and in this ministry, that this is something that you always hear us say. And discipleship simply means having a relationship with Jesus and leading others into a relationship with Jesus. That's exact, yun lang, the simplest form of it. And so all of these things, and next week we'll talk about leadership, raising up leaders, and for the last week of the series, we'll be talking about family. Lahat yan, that's what Victory is all about. If we're going to be building, that's what we're going to be building on. And for the last 30 years, and until Jesus comes back, we'll continue to talk about this. Wherever God wants you to be, or wherever God will place you in. So we do this, we honor God and make disciples in our families, in our workplace, in our schools, in our hobbies. Kung ano man yung hobby nyo. We have one of the ministries that got started here with the team cycling. Okay? Pastor Larry, di ba? They love cycling for hundreds of kilometers. I don't know why. Meron namang kotse. But they do that. And then they invite other people. And because of that, they're able to okay. They're able to invite other people and share what Jesus has done in their lives. And so that's a ministry. So wherever God will place you, and that's the exciting part, is that there are no limits of where we need to go or where we can go. It's advancing God's kingdom, sharing the love of Christ wherever God sends us. And that's the desire of our hearts. And we're going to look at this. We're going to see what's my part in this? How am I going to be a blessing? How am I, as a member, be a minister? Kala ko ba kayo yung ministers? Yeah, actually, lahat tayo ministers. If this is your spiritual family, okay, tinatawag natin every member a minister. Tinan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha bang minister? They are. Now, it depends on what they're ministering. Are they ministering the love of Christ? Or are they ministering something else? There's a big difference. Now our prayer is, and why we're equipping you, and why we're making sure that you know these things, is that we want you to be a blessing. We want you to minister the love of Christ, the love of Jesus, to those around you. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to look at the verse again that we read. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers. All that what this is talking about are spiritual leaders. God has set up leaders in the church that will help us and guide us and set the direction in the course of our ministry. And in our own ministry, ito yung tinatawag natin na fivefold ministry. These are the professional or bivocational ministers. Okay, but all of us here, if you're a member of this church, you are a minister as well. If you're a member of a different Christian church, you're also a minister in a different field. Okay, and we welcome you here today, but I pray, Lord, that you will be, our prayer is that you will be a blessing in your own church. But again, you're welcome here today. Okay, these five different ministers that we're talking about are not exclusive leadership gifts. Meron mga tao na meron silang apostle gift and a pastoral gift. Meron mga prophets with a evangelist gift. Nagmi-mix-mix yan. And it's exciting just to find out how God has made you in such a way for you to be a blessing or to be a leader. Okay? And just to give you a rundown of the different roles of these leaders, kung ano yung mga role nila para maintindihan natin based on God's word, kung ano yung mga role nga ng apostle, anong prophet. And for an apostle, apostles are wise master builders. Okay, they lay spiritual doctrinal foundations in the church. They set the course of the church. They set the direction. They govern us as a church. In our particular church, that would be Pastor Dennis. Na siya yung magdidictate ng course natin as a church, as a ministry. Na pag sinabi niyang meron tayong magiging, we're gonna be focusing on prayer. Okay, so every Wednesday, now we have a prayer meeting at 6 p.m. before our D-Day. When he says, okay, we're gonna have a D-Day so we can have more people come into victory groups, siya yung nagdi-decide noon. Okay? And how many of you are blessed with Pastor Dennis? Whether kilala mo siya o hindi mo siya kilala, I mean, he normally preaches in the afternoon. He's a great blessing to us because there's someone guiding us. Okay? The next one here is prophet. Prophets. Prophets speak the mind of Christ for the church. Okay? Their words from Christ are normally predictive. They direct you also. They're encouraging, and sometimes there's correction that happens. One of our top leaders or prophets in our ministry is Pastor Jim LaFoon from the States. And for him, this was he prophesied this to the church 10 years ago. Sabi niya, you're going to have a number, there's going to be double doors that will open. The double doors will be doubled and more people will come into the church. And he said this 10 years ago. And sabi niya, you're going to have services at different hours of the day. Every day you'll have services. You know what? 10 years later, we have a service every single day of the week. Meron. Ay, sorry. Monday lang wala. Kasi lahat nagbabakasyon. Okay, or yun yung Sabbath ng karamihan ng pastors. But that's why we're challenging some. I think it's Makati that's saying, They're planning. They're planning on a Monday also. But yun, 6 days of the week. It's something that he said 10 years ago, and now it's happening. We have Sunday services, Monday nga wala, Tuesday services in Makati in the evening. Tuesday, Wednesday, there's a morning service for Makati also. Thursday, there's youth services in U-Belt. Friday, we have our youth services all over the city. Saturdays, there's youth services and services in the Fort, Alabang, and Sunday, ito nga. Okay? So we're hindi pala 7 days. Parang na-disappoint ako ng konti doon. False prophet. Hindi. But it's going to happen. Okay? And that's how we get direction. He hears from God and he directs us in a certain course. So that's what a prophet is able to do. The next one is an evangelist. Evangelist is a special breed of person that really has a burden to reach the lost. They'll go anywhere. They'll share the gospel anywhere. But pag meron lang opening in a conversation, they'll find a reason to be able to share the gospel to someone. And they're the ones that love inviting people to church. Lika, sama ka sa akin sa church. Okay? And there's some people who are gifted this way. Pastor Larry being one of them. Just come. Come to my house. Let's eat. Okay. Lagi niya ako iniimbita eh. Nagpapaimbita naman. Okay? And so there's people that are that way and made that way. And God, for evangelists, God has gifted them as gatherers, as people that will gather crowds together to be able to hear God's word. The next one that we see here in the fivefold ministry are the shepherds or pastors. And here, the pastors are the ones that shepherd the flock, that they take care of the church, they serve the church. Okay? They're the ones that actually also guard the church. Pag meron sila nakikita na parang wolves in sheep clothing, we are able to spot them right away. And warn, no. You're a wolf. You don't belong here. And we shoo them out. We've had to do that sometimes. It's difficult because our heart is to be able to share the love of Christ. But when they're being abusive to the other members of the church, we have to do it. Gusto niyo ba yan? Ayaw niyo yan? Ayaw niyo na pinuprotektahan namin kayo? Gusto, okay, good. Okay. So that's what we do. And lastly, our teachers. Teachers that will ground the church in the foundational teaching of God's word. And these are just all the different gifts that God, and this is the leadership that we have. And I wanted to share this with you na kung sino yung mga leaders natin in our whole ministry. Okay, whether you know them or you encounter them, if you see them around the city, go ahead and approach them and tell them you're part of Victory. Okay, you tell them that, you know, thank you, thank them for your for their leadership. Okay, I'm going to introduce these five apostolic leaders that we have. These apostolic leaders that we have, it's amazing, these men. Because yung mga gifting sila, halo-halo nga. Like the first one here is Pastor Manny. Okay, Pastor Manny Carlos that first started our QC church, but now he's in charge of the whole ministry of Victory here in the Philippines. Okay, his primary gifting is a prophet. He'll share God's word and what an incredible leader that he is. He's one of our great leaders in charge of all of our ministers and leading us and being an encouragement to us. The other one is Pastor Joey Bonifacio, okay, who's an evangelist at heart. Okay, he'll share the gospel wherever he goes, and he's a blessing all over the world, actually, right now. All over Asia, he's a blessing to different churches. He's our senior pastor in our Fort Bonifacio church. Here's the next one is Pastor June Escosar, who's in charge of our ministry, of our missionaries, all over of church plants, not in the Philippines, but outside of the Philippines. He's in charge of all of our over 100 missionaries that are reaching nations apart from the Philippines para madala nila yung pagmamahal ng Panginoon in all the different places. And we have actually a missionary here today. Okay? Help me welcome Arman. Stand up. Okay, he's our missionary in Macau. Okay? Recently had a baby, three month old baby. Napaka cute. Okay? And I'm excited to get to meet him in the next few weeks. As I'm going to go there and be a blessing to that church as well. But that's what Pastor June does. Okay? Basta, he's so passionate about missions. He's so passionate about God's word and reaching every nation. And since he had become one of the heads of our missions department, back about 3 years ago, meron pa mga nations in Southeast Asia na wala pa tayong church. But just this past year, with his leadership and go-go-go style, we all have now Southeast Asia, lahat ng countries ng Southeast Asia, we have an existing Victory Church. And our dream is in 4 years, we're going to have every church in all of Asia. Okay, yun yung goal that they're trying to accomplish right now. Okay, so all of these different leaders. Now, the next one is Pastor Ferdy Kabiling, our senior pastor in Ortigas Church. Okay, what a passionate man for God. Okay, in reaching lost people and building this church and building men, building leaders. Pastor Dennis was discipled by this man. I was discipled by this man for a season. And the passion is contagious. Natatandaan ko when my wife and I were going to be assigned to our church in the U.S. for a little bit over a year, sabi niya sa akin, so nagpapaalam ako sa kanya, Pastor Ferdy, I'm going to be traveling tomorrow. My whole family, we're going to the States and be assigned there. And yeah, what are you going to do with your Victory group? Who did you assign it to? So sabi ko, no, one of the guys on my group is now rising up to be the leader of the group. Okay, good. Walang bye, walang I miss you, walang... His concern was the Victory group. Okay? About making disciples. That was his whole concern. Parang, I'm going to be gone for a while. You won't miss me? Wala. That's how passionate he is about God. But now, he loves me, I know. For the Bible tests me so. Jesus pala yan. And the last one here is Pastor Jure Mora. Okay? He's in charge of all of our provincial churches. Over 60 churches all around the Philippines. He's the one in charge of that. And these men, I'm so encouraged by them. Okay, their lives that are truly something that I want to follow, that I want to I want to be able to be a blessing the same way they are to the church and to all of you, and their example and encouragement in seeing what their families have turned out to be. Pastor Joey and his three adult children loving God and serving God. It's encouraging seeing all of that. And they all started as students. Just like the 370 that we saw earlier. This is all 30 years ago. Okay? And they were given the leadership mantle to lead us as a ministry. So I'm telling you, if you see them all around, kaya ako pinakita yung mga pictures, pag makita mo siya, be a blessing to them. They love hearing your testimonies. They love hearing what God has done in you and through you. That just brings them encouragement. But in looking at all of these things, their primary role is to equip the saints. Okay? Pero kung titingnan mo, saan ba nanggaling yung mga yan? Saan ba sila nanggaling? Here's Pastor Jeray. Would you entrust the ministry of reaching the whole of the Philippines to this cute little kid? Parang gusto mo lang pakainan and pinch his cheeks, ha, di ba? Huwag niyo gawin yun na pag makita, adult na siya. But that's where he was. Do you see an apostle right there? Do you see someone that can make a difference in our nation right there? Parang mahirap makita, no? But that's exactly what he's doing because they believed. They believed in that one true God that can use them and that they can be used by God. And as they stepped out in faith, that's what we see today. Advancement of God's kingdom here in the Philippines. Here's the early church. Here's a picture of men and women that are serving God today, our different leaders in our different ministries. Would you entrust them? Would you? Parang iba sa inyo napapailing. Kasi that's exactly where we are, or where we were, or where you were, and doing different things. And there's Pastor Manny right there in the bottom. Okay? Whoops. That's Pastor Manny. Right there. Who's leading this whole movement. They were entrusted with something and they were faithful with it. Here's Pastor June Escasar. Ahead of our missions department I was talking about earlier. Would you entrust them with something? Parang gusto mong pakainin lang eh. Kawawa ka naman ang payat-payat mo. Diba? Bakit ka napakalungkot? Okay? But he's leading us. The passion of God now moving in his heart. When you hear him preach, he's like, bang, bang, bang. Yun ang law ko namin sa kanya. Pag nag-preach siya, parang meron siyang holster. Verse after verse. Pag nagpa-preach siya, he has at least 20 verses, 20 points, and then 5 sub-points. Because he's just so passionate about God, he goes through the whole Bible, and parang pag nagpa-preach siya, buong Bible, pinipreach niya. But that's the passion of God in his heart. Here's another guy, Pastor Ferdy. Okay? Pagkakatiwalaan mo ba yan? Here's our pastor in Bangladesh. He's a Pastor Jonathan Bocobao, 50 pounds ago. Our pastor in Davao. Okay? These are all, they're, pagkakatiwalaan mo ba yan? Parang gusto mo rin pakainin eh. Diba? But there's something that happened in them when God touched them. When something that can happen to us if we allow God to touch us and for us to step out in faith. The same way they stepped out in faith and said, Lord, I'm going to follow you. Lord, I'm going to do what your will is in my life. You know, all these men had different careers in the past that they left so that they can serve God. The same way I have left showbiz. Loko lang. Kapalit daw ni Ike Lozada. Kung natatanda, ano mas matatanda. Okay, anyway. Yung mga bata, sino yon? Okay? Tanungin yung lolo nyo. But when we serve God, when we start believing that God can actually use us, and we step out in faith, God can do incredible things in and through your life. No matter what your background is, no matter what something that the things that have happened in your life. Because here's what we do. That fivefold ministry, okay, our leaders here in the church, our job is to equip you. It's to equip the saints to do the works of the ministry. Okay, yung sinasabi niya, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ. That's what we do. That's what Pastor Larry, Pastor Tito, myself, Pastor Bojo, Pastor Joe, that's what we do. Our church, us, the leadership of this church, we're here to equip you so that you can do the works of the ministry. Kayo yung gagawa nun. Our role, and we believe this, that every member is a minister. And that there is a work of ministry that needs to be done. And it's not just about the leaders of this church. It's about the whole church being activated. Mahirap pang isang part lang ng katawan ang gumagalaw. Okay? Kung si Jesus lang ang kailangan, and He's the head, and He's the only one moving, it's gonna be difficult. But for us to reach this nation, for us to make a difference, every part has to be moving. Okay? Hindi pwedeng sumasayaw isang kamay lang. Okay? Kailangan buong katawan. Diba? For the sake of the gospel. Okay? The flexibility of the gospel. Anyway, let's not go there. Okay, but that's what we're doing. Our primary role is to equip you so that you do the works of the ministry. And we see it all over the Bible. The book of Acts and how the Apostle Paul started planting a church. And from that church plant, more churches were started. And these men, that's what they did. Even in this ministry, when we started in U-Belt, they planted a church in Makati, they planted a church in Dagupan, and now we're over 70 churches all around the Philippines. That's because of people believing that they are ministers, that God was going to use them as part of the church to reach out to people. There will be people that you will reach that I might not meet. There will be people that you will be ministering to that I will not be able to minister to. Until they come here and hear God's word. We all have our role in this. Okay, as we continue in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, to equip the people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Some people, meron silang iniisip na there's a myth of ministry. Okay, the myth of ministry is, I'll minister pag ready na ako. I'll minister pag di ba ministry para sa mga pastors lang yan? Okay? Di ba dapat yan para dun sa mga, yung ikaw, ako lang tinuturo, ikaw, si Pastor Dennis, ganon. No. We're all ministers. There's a myth that it's only about the leaders of the church. No, everyone needs to take part. Everyone has to be part of this. Kung kami lang ang gagawa ng lahat, wala mangyayari. And I've seen this in different churches all over. Okay, you see the pastor, they're playing drums, they're singing, they're doing offering, they're doing all the job. And you know how big the church is? 20 to 30. And I go back and visit. They love God. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. It's not about the numbers also. Okay, they love God, they serve God, but that's their capacity. Hanggang ganun lang yung kaya nila. So I go back after a few years and see the same thing. It's like a throwback. But that's not what we want here in this church. We want numbers. Why? Because God died for them. And God loves them. We're not so concerned about the numbers, but we want to be able to reach as many people. And if there's one lost person out there that need to know Jesus Christ, our church is not big enough. If this church gets filled up, if every seat is filled up, then we're going to plant another church. If those seats are filled up, we're going to plant another church. We're going to have a service on a Monday. If we need to reach people that work in the BPOs, that's what Ortigas is doing. They have a service at 8 a.m. in the morning on Thursdays. And Makati has a service Wednesday mornings at 8 a.m. so that people can come in and hear and experience God. That's what we're doing. We're going to do whatever it takes because we believe that it's everyone doing their part. Everyone working the ministry. Doing what God has called them to do. So that the kingdom of God will continue to advance. Now I'm going to show you this video about this work of ministry. About someone that believes this. That someone that will apply this and how this actually works. No matter what your age is. No matter what your background is. God can use you. Please roll this video.
Ako po ay si Raquel Abdon Alsona. Just call me Raquel. Kasi yun ang mga pangalan ngayon. I am going 78. Ang nagsama sa akin doon, kapitbahay namin. Lagi na akong kasama sa Victor every Sunday. Naaantig ang loob ko pag umaattend ako ng service sa Victory. Until I can no longer resist the altar call. After that, I met my spiritual mentor and leader. We met almost every day, even on Sundays. Tapos nag-one-to-one kami ni Ms. Martinez na sabi ko gusto kong mag-undergo water baptism na. At my age, baka hindi na ako umabot next year. Hanggang sa paglubog ko sa tubig, siya pa rin ang naglubog sa akin. Siya pa rin ang nagdasal for me. Saka talagang sincere siya in all the things that we did. Kasi ang akala ko, after baptism, tapos na. Hindi pala, mag-join ka ng fellowship. Masaya. At saka yung bonding, maganda. Saka may nakakalulot ako sa kanila kahit bata sila. Kasi bata pa. Tanda akong ito. Siguro, I can join the group to evangelize sa mga communities o taong unbelievers on my own way. Kasi matanda na ako. Marami siguro naniniwala naman sa akin, no? Now, okay na ako. Mas closer kami. I can talk to him anytime I like. And siguro, meron pang susunod na kabanata.
Actually continues to minister, and I like what she said na matanda na ako, siguro na maniniwala na sila sa akin. God can actually use you. Whatever your background is, whatever God has experience that you've had, God can use you as a testimony. And that was filmed actually last year. So sinabi niyang kung aabot pa siya next year, umabot pa siya. And she's continuing to be a blessing to the church, and God can still use you. Kung ang 79-year-old magagamit, kaya tayo lahat gamitin ng Panginoon. Okay? It's just the period of time that we can do it is much longer. And so that's the blessing of being able to reach someone and being a blessing to those around you. And I love her heart in this. And some people will think there's a maturity that will happen in Christ when people activate themselves and people get involved. In verse 13, okay? Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We want the fullness of Christ to be in our lives. And for that to happen, it's us becoming mature in Him, not just in age. It's not about the age maturity. It's about our maturity in Christ. And when we all activate ourselves and we all get involved in this, that's when maturity comes. Meron mga nagsasabi, there's a myth of maturity na I'll start ministering when I become more mature in Christ. Pag naging perfect na ako sa Kanya. Kung iintayin natin yon, wala ka na. Hindi na mangyayari yon. Because we all have things that we have to deal with. We're not perfect. But God is, there's a progress that's happening in our lives. And that's what we want to see. That's what we want to develop in our lives. Pag sinasabi nila, pag mature na ako, hindi mangyayari yon. Okay, you actually mature when you start to minister. You'll start to grow in Christ more when you start stepping out in faith more. And when God will use you, and God as God will use you, that's how the changes start happening in your life. You want to become more patient? There's people who say, I want to be more patient. Then invite someone to do one-to-one with you. And they don't show up. Invite them to your victory group and they don't show up. Matututo ka ng patience. Gusto mong matuto ng magmahal a little bit more? Okay? Hanapin mo yung pinakakaaway mo at i-disciple mo siya. Madidevelop yung pagmamahal mo sa Panginoon. Lalo na pag if you're reaching someone who's not responding to you. That's how the love of Christ will start developing in your heart. And we see this as in verse 15. Okay? Rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, for whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, with each part working properly. Each part has to work properly and makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Every part of the body working. Mahirap akong pumunta doon. Kung ayaw sumama ng isang pa ako, Mahirap. Kaya minsan ang hirap sa church. Go make disciples. Ayoko. Join a victory group. Ay, nakakahiya. Mag one-to-one ka na. Ay, ano ba yun? We want you to grow in your relationship with Christ. Come to church, come to service. Hear and worship the one true God. Hirap ng parking. We have all these different excuses. But God has equipped us. God wants to equip us. We're here to equip you, to encourage you, to build you up so we can all activate this because there's a lost world that needs to be found. We need to be able to change our nation. We need to be able to change our families. We need to be able to change our children and encourage them in the Lord. We need to be able to bring families back together. Corruption to end. Is any of these even touching you? We want a changed nation that will glorify God. Amen. We want God's blessing to be poured out in our lives. That's why we're encouraging you to tithe. Read Malachi 3:10. We are cursed because some people are refusing to do that. The whole nation of you, it says. I don't want this for you. I want you to grow. I want you to be built up. I want you to experience the fullness of Christ in you. That's what we want. We all have to be activated in this. Discipleship is a personal experience with Jesus Christ. But this journey is together with the whole church. It's not just about you and Jesus Christ. It's all of us coming together. If you don't like me right now, paano ngayon sa heaven? Doon ako pupunta. You don't like worshiping? Ay, doon na lang ako sa third song dadating. You don't like worshiping? You know what? That's what we're going to be doing in heaven. Forever. Kung ayaw mo ngayon, kung ayaw mo ako makasama sa heaven, sorry ka na lang, ibang destination ka sa smoking section. Because that's where I'm going to be. So if we can't get along right now, if we're not united now, then, so kung, if there's things that have offended you or upset you, forgive me. Please, I'm asking for your forgiveness. Forgive me and move on. Then you can learn to be more patient. You learn how to forgive when people offend you, as I offend you. Kung hindi ko pa yun na-offend, you're not here long enough. Okay? There's going to be a time I'm going to offend you with something I'm going to say. And what's our role? Just forgive. Pabayaan mo na siya. He's been in a diet for 30 years. Okay? Just forgive him. We can all be used by God. And it's a beautiful, beautiful picture when you are being used by him. We don't want you to be deprived of that. We don't want you to be deprived of seeing someone grow in their relationship with God. We don't want to deprive you of seeing a marriage be united. We don't want to deprive you of seeing your being able to see your child come into knowledge of God and growing in God and loving God. We don't want you to deprive you of that. If we're the ones doing the ministry, then kung kami lahat, mawawala sa inyo yun. We want you to experience that same thing. And God can use you no matter what, and God will give you a burden of who you need to reach. This was one last video before we close about people being used by God.
Nung bata ako, mayroon akong pinsan na hindi nakakapagsalita at hindi rin nakakarinig. Gusto kong makatulong sa kanya. Siguro, doon nagsimula yung kagustuhan kong makatulong sa mga gaya nila. Volunteer na ako sa church noon. Isang Sunday, tinawag ako ni Marge, may kausap pala siyang isang deaf. Nag-a-attend siya ng service, pero hindi ko alam kung naiintindihan niya yung nangyayari. Naging kaibigan ko si Joji, at tinuruan niya ako ng konting sign language. Makalipas ang ilang buwan, nag-enroll ako sa isang sign language school. Habang natututo ako ng kanilang language, dumarami din yung umaattend sa church na may kaparehong pangangailangan. Kaya every Sunday, nagta-translate kami para sa kanila. Nakapag one-to-one din kami. Masayang-masaya akong makita na yung mga nag one-to-one ay nakapag victory weekend na. Ngayon, sila naman yung nag one-to-one sa iba nilang kasama. Nakakataba ng pusong makita kung paano nakatulong yung kakaunting nalalaman ko para makakilala sila kay Jesus. Ang discipleship pala, nagsisimula sa isang pagmamalasakit. Gusto mong makakilala ang lahat kay Jesus, pero merong mga tao na kakaiba yung pag-aalala mo sa kanila. At siguro, ang Diyos din ang nagbigay sa atin ng burden na yun. Pero iba yung saya na makita mo ang lahat ng taong malapit sa puso mo ang makakilala kay Jesus.
Kung magagamit si Jay, magagamit din tayo. And God will place that burden in your life on who God has called you to reach. And all of us can take part of this. I mean, so that's probably one of the hardest things is not being able to hear. Okay? And that's a part of the body that's not functioning. But when there's something that's not functioning in our body, the church comes in and becomes a blessing. We do our part to be able to reach them. And whatever it is that God has called you to do, whatever group of people that God has called you to reach, then that's between you and God. But it's about us encouraging you to step out in faith. Baka ngayon meron ka nang iniisip, mga kamag-anak, mga ka-office mate, mga office mates, okay, all these different people, classmates that you want to reach. You want to be able to reach because you've experienced the great love of Christ in your life. You want to be able to share the same thing to the lost world. Let's all stand up and pray. Every member, a minister. Sino yan? Ito. Kayo. Yung nakaupo kanina sa upuan nyo, kayo yung mag-reach. Kayo yung members that will reach out to a lost world. Anong side yan? Dito sa side na yan. Kayo yan. Okay, itong side na to, kasama rin kayo. You all step out in faith. And if you allow God to use you, you will see great, great, and mighty things. And experience the love of God and experience the maturity that God wants for all of us. But we have to step out in faith. Step out in faith and allow Him to speak to us and to guide us on who we need to reach. In the end, in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit." God has told us to go and make disciples. And God can use you to make disciples. If you're here today and there's something that has been hindering you, you want to go out, you want to be a blessing, you want to be a disciple maker, but there's something that's preventing you. I don't know what that excuse is. I don't know what that reason may be. But we're going to pray today. If that's your desire, that you want to be a blessing, you want to make disciples, you want to be able to advance your kingdom and your families wherever God will place you. If that's what you want, if there's some hindrances, but you want to, God is here to equip you. And I want to pray for you today. If that's you, go ahead and lift up your hands. You want to start a victory group. You want to start doing one-to-one with someone. Okay, hands are going up all over the place. You want to be a blessing. Lord, you see these hands. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will use them as an extension of your hands that will reach out to a lost world that you died for. I pray, Lord, that whatever hindrances that have been there in our lives, Lord, you remove all those boundaries the same way you were able to remove all of our sin in our lives. Lord, remove, Lord, those mindsets that you can't use me because of my background. Lord, remove all of those things. Show us, Lord, what our role is. Show us how we can be a blessing and who we need to reach. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will help us, empower us, and even free up our schedule so that we will find a niche of time that we can reach out to people and be a blessing to them and pray for them. I pray, Lord, that even a gift of intercession will start to rise up in your church. The people, kung yun ang gusto mong gawin, that they will start praying at even at different hours, just praying for people to come into this church. I pray, Lord, for a gift of generosity to come in, that they will be a blessing for the sake of the gospel, that they're giving not just for the sake of giving, but they're giving to advance God's kingdom. I pray, Lord, for a gift of healing that will come upon these hands, that you will use it as a tool. As they lay hands on the sick, they will be healed, and that will be an open door for them to bring people to church, to come into a knowledge of you, and to develop their relationship with you. Lord, use us today in whatever it is, and whatever it is that we need to change in our lives, Lord, continue to help us. As we step out in faith and minister, I know, Lord, that we will continue to grow in you and know you more and more. Lord, we need you in every way, in all of our lives. Lord, today we want to honor you. We praise you and worship you because you are the one true God that deserves all our praise and worship. Use us, Lord, today. Here I am. Here we are. Use us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.